Darren Leek. I'm from Nashville. It's a pleasure to be here to sing for you tonight. Threw a guitar in a red Corvette, and that moment in time that you couldn't forget. Blew a kiss to the mirror, had the engine say, and like a movie star you ain't heard of yet. But I know why she's so in my side. Madonna's from America, yeah. Home of TV and a pair of jeans. Madonna's from America, where she's the only one for me. Will I get tired and bored of this town? Having it fun with phony people around, but I bet she could find some anyhow. She says real less than Jesus in churches land. Well, I know why she's so to my side. Madonna's from America. Anymore, she don't strike no pose and no pointy bride. I remember when all her time felt like putting a cigarette out on your eye. Well, I know why she's on my side. TV and a pair of jeans.
not another mistake. Shook so hard, I got them shakes. Drank enough drink to kill 10 men. Go back and do it again. Faith in myself is a train to ride. Giving up my seat when the ticket gets high. Everybody grinds out of reasons to cry. Living the dream or the lie. So don't walk away. But don't walk away. Don't you walk away. I'm talking to you. But don't walk away. But don't walk away. Don't you walk away. I'm talking to you. Well, I sit back and wait to see what becomes of a used to be. Cigarettes not dealing, go electric now. That's how the radio sound. Where does a sad song go to cry? You're singing so much, the words get shy. Turns out nothing but another hard try to shut up and keep hope alive. So don't walk away. But don't walk away. Don't you walk away. I'm talking to you. Don't walk away. But don't walk away. Don't you walk away. I'm talking to you. Walk the path, but watch the corners. And you could use the danger as a ride. When all that trouble seems you're dreaming, there is no way to step aside. Rest in the arms of another day. I can't stay with it, but I wanna stay. I wanna have heart, but I think too much. Nothing like using a crutch. Well, somebody knows how to shake those hands, kiss those rings, make those fans. Those kind of people I just can't stand, watching them faking a tan. So don't walk away. Don't walk away. Don't you walk away. I'm talking to you. Don't walk away.
Years ago, I moved to Tennessee, to Nashville, to East Nashville specifically. And I moved into this neighborhood full of great songwriters, and all of them had all these kick-ass songs about trains, and I didn't have shit all about a train. So I wrote this song called East Nashville Song About a Train. Well, the kids in this town don't have a clue. They're as white as the collar that they've painted blue.
and get it together or pack it in. Everything's hanging on a clothing pin. Do you think when it pours it only rains? Move out to East Nashville and write a song about a train. Old Hank came from a place so dark, you'd have to burn the whole thing just to see a spark. Well, you could see why he died so fast. Just think of what you would change about your past. Don't worry, we've got booze and pills for pain. Move out to East Nashville and write a song about a train. There you can't turn away from your own 2 feet, or give away what's not yours to keep. Cry to you and not feel wrong. I need you like a teenager needs a song. Now the money is gone, but the attitude's stuck. And the major label cuts are all about trucks. Well, if this ain't country, then brother, it's not. Then it's almost as bad as what they call punk rock. Some singers make the sweetest words profane. Move out to East Nashville and write a song about a train. Americana bands and crack cocaine. Move out to East Nashville and write a song about a train.
So much. All right. Now that I sang you a song about where I live now, I want to sing you a song about where I used to live. It's a tiny little town in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. I did the best I could to make up a kick-ass song about it. Well, I can make you laugh, but I don't have the guts to do it. There's that ice cream shop off Hamilton Street. You used to work there. There's that bar across town, the one that plays all your favorite songs. Well, sometimes life got rough, but back then I had you and I knew it. So please forgive me, Ohio, my dear. I've traveled your roads and your hills. I'm your lover, your VFW,
and you broke down factories and mills. I'm your freight trains and your friends, your shopping malls and your tanning beds. Ohio, my dear, please forgive me. Indian Falls, gas stations, and fraternity house parties. When I go back, I feel like I could really take my time. Smoke cigarettes, listen to Ted Nugent, and get busted up inside. Dig a hole in my backyard and bury all my old shit from high school. Man, that picture of you in the harvest parade, I came across it the other day when I was going through a box of my old things. You were riding on the back of some big old boat of a car in the harvest parade in a dress that your mama had made. You were wearing a crown and a sash. They just named you the queen of some kind of vegetable. And that's kind of what my hometown was like. You know, there wasn't a whole lot going on, but that didn't stop you sometime. You might want to call somebody up and say some shit to them like, hey man, you want to do something? And that guy, since there wasn't a whole lot going on, he usually said some shit back like, yeah, I'd like to do something. Let's get some shit done. You could kind of separate the guys in my hometown that did stuff on the weekends up into two groups. And the first group of guys was like the pothead guys, man. And they all hung out in the field or in the garage. See, the field was a good place to do that because it meant that no one was going to catch you, you know, throw you out of what you were doing or anything like that. There was a chance, however, you might come out high and covered in ticks. But that's what I like to call a character builder. The ideal place to smoke your pot, of course, was the garage. Why, you ask? Because you could get a vibe going on in there, man. Light some incense, put the Allman Brothers on, maybe put like a cool poster of like a chick on top of a Ferrari up on the wall. Really get it going. But if you're like me, when you smoke pot, sometimes your mind will wander away. And one time I was in the garage smoking pot with my friends, and my mind did wander away back to when I was in the garage as a younger man. And I had to make that Pinewood Derby car for Boy Scouts. And mine was sucky, and I didn't win anything. And the next thing I knew, I was feeling really bad about myself. And this guy would stand next to me, handed me a lunch bag full of spray paint, and I thought, fuck it. The second group of guys, of course, were the drinkers, man. The drinkers all hung out down in the basement. Of course, the thing about drinking in high school is if you're going to do that, you got to add a guy to your thing. So we added this guy to our thing named Baseball Fred. We called Baseball Fred because he wore this baseball hat, although we did find out later on he had also played baseball, which was very convenient for us. So Baseball Fred would come over with something really good, like some Labatt Blue or some Amber Bach or something cool like that, and we'd just go through all of them. Next morning, we'd have to get rid of all those empties, you know. My parents were upstairs, so I'd do some shit on the sly, like put it in my laundry bag, and on the way upstairs, out the door, say, I'm gonna go do my laundry now. Drive over to the CVS to block this dumpster from the highway so no one could see what you were throwing away back there, and no one could see that you were throwing up back there. And after I did one or two of both of those things, I would be on my merry way. But friends, I want to tell you this tonight because I want to say to you, whatever it is that you're doing out there, whether you're drinking or you're smoking or you're just giving different people that you like high fives, may you do it well, may you do it in the company of good people, and when it's all said and done, may you make a kick-ass song about it up that you can sing to some people in Portland, Oregon on a Tuesday night. So please forgive me, Ohio, my dear. I've traveled your road and your hills. I'm a lover, FWs, and you broke down factories and mills. I'm your freight trains and your friends, your shopping malls like I'm forgiven.
Just a couple more. We do have records and t-shirts and, you know, stuff back there if that's your thing. Some people it is, you never know. There's a song called American Tan about white people. In the world sun, white people might be the biggest one. It ain't a race thing, I don't believe in that, but you gotta dig deep to get where I'm at. You got so many guns, why don't you start a war? I thought that's what you had Jesus for. Put a gun into every school, he said that. That's what the teachers in the gun stores. I said that. Got it from American Tan. Got it from American Tan. I'm famous for nothing. I'm rolling in dough. A reality. Steal that Hollywood sign, take all the letters and spell out some other shit. Maybe spell something cool like too rich to die. Just change that letter into a dollar sign. The more truth you tell, the more expensive the word. The next boards of the generation's gonna need money to get hurt. That easy money done gone from easy to tough. I got way too much of that sin, somehow it's still never enough. Got an American tan. Got an American tan. I'm famous for nothing. I'm rolling in dough. Reality ain't nothing but a TV show. Came out. Yes, Portland. I guess so. Anyway, this is my my song about lying. You're my number one concern. The check is in the mail. You were born to do this. The great ones never fail. But every time you wait, another angel sighs, and the memories you make are all goodbyes. There's some things I can't remember, like how many L's are in Van Halen. But you won't never catch me spelling Lynyrd Skynyrd wrong, 'cause Eddie, Alex, and Diamond Dave just wanted us all to pay 'em, and Ronnie Van Zant wanted us all to sing along. And I don't mind dying to be your living proof. But for all of my two-time lying, for once, I'm just telling the truth. Well, every girl I meet thinks she's an actress in the long run. I wonder why every actress has to act like one, when all her best lines fill the insides of a dollar bill, and it's all just for the thrill or to play some kind of role. And I don't mind dying to be your living proof. But for all of my two-time lying, for once, I'm just telling the truth. Sometimes don't it seem like this is all a dream? It's a fire hose spraying talk show pros, drowning out our roots, 'cause nobody's got the time, but everybody's got an opinion. But my opinion of them, the Torpedoes, is totally awesome. Thank you, Tom Petty. And I don't mind dying to be your living. But for all of my two-time lying, for once, I'm just telling the truth. For one time in my life, honey, I'm just telling the truth.
Thank you so much. Okay.
The Mastersons are coming up next. They're so awesome. You guys are going to have a great time. And my name is Aaron. Thank you again for listening to me. I sure appreciate you guys very, very much indeed. This is the potentially true story of the time me and Tim Easton made $66 the hard way. One, roll over twice, everybody making $66 tonight. I got the $66 blues, and I could use a new pair of boots. I'm just pounding, pounding, pounding my life away. Finding the pavement, I dropped to pay with a 10-pound note that I found in my pocket from the time I went to England. Goddamn, my wallet's looking so thin. Said I could use another five or use another 10. I'm broke as Detroit, look out Cleveland, $66 blues. And I could use a new pair of boots. I'm just pounding, pounding, pounding my life away. Drinking my paycheck, ain't even birthed yet. Ain't no woman gonna look my way when I look like this. Welcome to the music business.
It's like a monkey in a tree, starving to death. Jack with bananas, but no marketing plan. I got the $66 blues, and I could use a new pair of boots. I'm just a pounding, pounding, pounding my life away. Compromise, honey, you could still get the end result. It's up to you to make that call. They say you can't buy love, hell not for life, but there's a shitty part of town you can get it for the night. I got the $66 blues, and I could use a new pair of boots. I'm just pounding, pounding, pounding my life.